Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 10th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the growing or the worsening cash crisis.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the cash shortages.
Zimbabwe's liquidity squeeze has left companies unable to pay their workers and foreign suppliers, driving many out of business and swelled the ranks of economic exiles. A number of retailers and other businesses are offering big discounts to cash paying customers and limit the amounts they can charge on credit cards or refuse to accept them altogether.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa has threatened to enforce the Banking Youth Promotions Act to deal with suspected cash hoarding retailers and wholesalers as the cash crisis worsens. Chinamasa told MPs in Parliament last week that some companies were being monitored daily and the alleged culprits could have their trading licenses cancelled. But are the traders to blame for the country's cash shortages? Gibbs.
Yes, that's a big question which needs to be answered today or some other time. Mm-hmm. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka nasi hama wadiwa tutauti tinge tichitarisa nezwe gusho meka kwe mari tukunzwa wati dambu zikoria rinengero kumba rakari so pakuti vanwarare waka peka boots vari panze pema banga waka mire utura mari asmari zacho za varugu zoana zinenge ziri shoma vamwima $25 vamwima $40 vishungo daru tutakunzwa wati dambu ziko rekusho meka kwe mari rukanga nisa hizwa kati munyika uye kutuo chikafu chirukuwa nikaere muzvitoro uye tiri kudhura here kana kuti mitengo yacho ichiri nani nekune rimwe divi hurumende iri kuti chiri kukonzera kuti munyika mushomeke mari inyaya yevanhu vasiri kushandisa mabhanga vachitiwo vamwe vachatorerwa maresines asi dzimwe nyanzvi munyatsi zvopfumi dzinoti aiwa uku kwakuda kungozora vezvitoro ava mafuta enguruve yavasina kudya Gibbs.
Yes, zuruka ndava ndingati njani kuna ngapo lapha pelikona tina lapha lo blessings yaphila. Yes, toka ngakho ke lamhlanje ukuthi imali injani kona ngapho ke emabhanga. So kuthi abanye bayithola mbijana kona kokuyincosana abanye batholi yona even isente lesikhala. So ke bathi abanengi sebelala emabhanga so kudala kwaqhaza phela lokho njalo kuqhubekela phambili. So ke kumele kwenziweni ukuthi izibabo kulunge konke lokho kungazani kuyahlupa. Siyabona njalo ukuthi ama credit card lawo ungani awuyenelisi ukuthi uthole imali kona pana. Kuzobuya ke izitolo ezinengi singathi indawo ezinengi ziyavalwa sibili ngoba imali kayikho eZimbabwe kuyahlupha please.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest that is Mr. Calvin Mudzingiri. He's an economics lecturer at the University of Free State in South Africa. Mr. Mudzingiri, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Are the demonstrations still continuing in South Africa against Mr. Zuma?
Well, they are continuing. Yes, I think on Wednesday I heard that they are also going to have another demonstration.
Interesting times in South Africa. But of course, today we want to focus on Zimbabwe. But of course, we can talk about South Africa since Zimbabwe is also using the rand, Gibbs.
And South Africa and Zimbabwe are big trade partners.
Yes.
So now let's talk about the Zimbabwe situation, Mr. Mudzingiri. So, at the end of the day, there's no money, nothing in the banks. And, you know, people can get about $25, $40 a day, and so forth. So now, what's the basis of all this kind of problem? What's the problem, really?
I think the biggest challenge that we have in Zimbabwe is something that has been happening for a long time. And basically what I think is the cash is basically because of there are services, especially in government, that are being paid for, that are not attached to productivity. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you have people being paid for flying or these other jobs that are not related to generation of income, they tend to create that shortage because we are there's a huge outlay of money that is not totally attached to productivity, and that I think is the biggest challenge that we have. Whether than if we have exports, part of the money is going to be used for goods that do not generate production within the economy, especially external instead of money. Because if you get money, then you become a tourist. It means you are actually you are importing or exporting the currency that we have in the country. I think that's the biggest challenge that we have as a country, because most of our the activities that are happening in government, they are directly attached to production. Mm-hmm. So we cannot have this. So we can have the biggest number of workers in Zimbabwe are civil citizens. Mm-hmm. And these civil citizens are being paid. And what they are paid for, if you look at it, it's not something that is attached to exports. It's basically production that is within. And sometimes, because we are using foreign currency, it becomes very difficult for them to generate enough income to pay the civil servants. Mm-hmm. They understand what like. If we are using foreign currency, then most of our goods and services should be exported so that we can generate more income in the currency. If we are to use the domestic currency like the bonds, then it can only cater for production that is happening within the economy. But the biggest challenge is like the production that is happening within the economy is quite limited. And it means eventually, if we have more bond notes being circulated within the economy, they are not in line with the production. And mm-hmm. also, foreign currency also will be in short supply because we are not exporting so much.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Mudzingiri, some mm-hmm. people might say, why not just print more bond notes? What are the negative implications of that, if any?
You know, money should have some intrinsic value, and there should be trust within that money. Mm-hmm. So if we print a currency that does where there is no trust in that there's intrinsic value, it may not be attached to production. Mm-hmm. There's no way you can just create a paper that will say that it's equivalent to the US dollar or to the rand. Remember, when we see the US dollar is got value. Production that is happening in America. If you look at the GDP for the United States, for example, it's about 14 trillion mm-hmm. or close to 15 trillion. If you look at that, it means the value that we see of the US dollar is also attached to the production that is happening amongst the American firms. So you can't just create a currency that is not backed with the productivity within the country. So if our production was going to, it was possible for us to also have a currency that is in line with production. Mm-hmm. Remember, what we need in the economy initially is not the money. What we need initially within the economy is production. Mm-hmm. And if we have production, there's no double content where we have someone who would want a cow and someone who is also expecting to have a bucket of milk. Mm-hmm. Then we would need the currency that will actually lubricate the transactions among the people within the economy. Mm-hmm. So if we generate good and services, then it will not make sense for us that brings the bonds that are not attached to production.
Thank you. Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon to the public blessing. I'll say to Ms. Mlai Zelo. We've got several people that have sent messages. And one of them is Alec. Alec, let's see what Alec says. You know, the network is disappearing a little bit. It comes and goes, it comes and goes, it comes and goes. So now, let's see. Alec is saying, I'm listening to you guys. I'm in Johannesburg, and I like your programs. Then we've got another guy, Colin Ishamiarira. He says, I'm also there. You guys, thank you so much for giving us this kind of program. And then Chasi Kwejaden, he says, We are tired of these people that are always giving us this kind of torrid time. So when are they going to step down? So that is according to Chasi. Mm-hmm. So do you have any caller?
Tina varikuti Comrade Bemba variku South Africa. Magadi. Magadi. Va Bemba. Zorai volume ya radio yenyu kuti tinzwanane. Ah, rikatiedze kuzovafondira Gibbs nare yawo inenge iri kuti netsei. Maybe let's go back to Mr. Mudzingiri.
Yes, before we go to Mr. Mudzingiri, I see that Newsday has got an article here saying yes, the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority actually surpassed its revenue target for the first quarter by 6% after gross collections totaling 862.47 million due to compliance and support. So here's exactly what they say. Quote, gross revenue collections for the first quarter amounted to 862.47 million and were 6% above target. Net collections after refunds were 2% above target and amounted to $826.63 million. So now, Mr. Mudzingiri, it appears as if now Zimbra has hit its target. But after hitting this target, does it mean that maybe there could be some bit of money in the market?
Not necessarily, because you see, their target collection is not enough to cater for the expenditure that is supposed to be carried within the economy. So even if they hit their target, what they are actually generating within the economy is quite very low compared to the expenses that the government is also partaking. So in that sense, it simply means that of course there would be an improvement, but it's not enough for them to actually be able to cater for the expenditure within the whole economy.
And Mr. Mudzingiri, the central bank chief, Dr. Mangujga, said that if the bond notes fail, he will step down. Would you urge him to step down?
Well, I think it's his own opinion. But my thinking is, I think it was written on the wall that if these bond notes may not be, we're going to fail. Because, the issue that is actually troubling Zimbabwe is there is no enough foreign currency. So to have the bond replacing the foreign currency, I think it's impractical. Why? Because even if they would print a lot of bonds, that will not translate into foreign currency. We have seen that for some time they've been struggling with the foreign currency. So why? The more they increase the bond, the more we will see the foreign currency disappearing. Why? Because everyone is now keeping the money under the pillow. And I think even the president is always that he's also keeping the money under the bed. So whether they would want to print, whether you would like to print more bonds, eventually we will see that it will fail. Because people cannot import huge bonds. They would want to go into the market again and also buy the foreign currency so that they can import goods and services. So since there's absolutely that will eventually happen, eventually the bond is going to be devalued. And when it is devalued, that's when it will start failing. And we have seen quite a number of signs actually happening. Although the government is telling us that they can force people to use the bond, that will not work. We have seen, it's only that the government is slow explaining, but we have seen with the price control, they do not work. They cannot control the price of the bond if it is in excess. So it's written on the wall. If he would want to resign, he can resign. But I think he's fighting a losing battle. I don't foresee him succeeding with the bond and the bond living for quite a long time.
Gibbs.
Yee lapha ke zulukandaba siyamuzwa ukukhuluma lapha umnumzana uMdzingiri ukhuluma kunengisibile ukuthi loba nje iZimbra ingani ifikisile lokho kathi ikhangelele ngenyanga zokuqala zomnyaka ukuthi ithole imali ethize kodwa kaboni ukuthi umnotho welizwe ungani uyakukhumala kangako. So ngokutsho kwakhe ukuthi imali iyabe lokhu isilela akutsho ukuthi sokule mali eningi kumbe eZimbabwe hayi ukuthi yee bayenelisile ukuthi bathanyethanyele khona kweza ama-tax kumbe ngithi umthelo wabantu lento ezinjalo. So ke kodwa ukuthi hayi imali ayisoze ingani iyangena kumkhonomi kumbe ngithi kumnotho welizwe. So nxa sikhangeleke okhunywe izimba ithi eZimbabwe libe lenelisile kuthola 862.47 khonapho ke imali ezithize enjalo. Khonapho kade ikhangelele ukuthi ithole 812.94 ekuqaliseni komnyaka, kodwa ngani nje ithole nje ukuthi xaxa kancane. Kodwa bathi khonokho akukhangeleli ukuthi kumbe kuncede ilizwe kangako. So ke kodwa umnotho uyabona lokhu ngani uyafanana. Yeah, so when looking at issues to do with you know, the money market in Zimbabwe, generally, what can you say about, you know, the absence of the United States dollar? What is causing all this?
Sorry, if we are looking at the money market.
Yes, in Zimbabwe, why is the US dollar disappearing?
It's simple, because everyone who is holding the bond would like to use it to spend it in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So what is happening is like all the US dollars that are in the market, people would want, like to hold them under the pillow because they have value with them. The US dollars have value. The value has been started for over more than 200 years. So everyone who is holding bond notes would like to pass them to the next person. So everyone who finds the US dollar is using it as his treasure or as wealth that is being saved for future consumption. And you see, the people have seen that the bond cannot be trusted, and they are not sure whether it will continue working, because already there's a disparity when you look at its value. The value at some point in some market is actually going down. So by that, the people have actually made the point that they dispose all the bonds that they have and keep, or they tend to hide all the US dollars that they have. So anyway, right now, if we could go around and look around all these big people, like even say the ministers and all those people, if you would go in their bedroom, we will find a lot of US dollars being hidden there.
Mm-hmm.
But because they are hypocrites, they want us to believe that we are the people who are hiding the US dollar. But in reality, the rich people are the ones who have got more capacity for raking more US dollars. And those are the people who are also getting more bond notes. So they are disposing the bond notes and holding onto the US dollar. And I think that's the question that has been talked about before the bonds were actually introduced.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the Gresham Law states that if there's good money and bad money, usually the bad money chases the good money away.
Mm.
People will simply hoard the good money, in this case, the US dollars, and then they would rather use the bond notes.
Mm.
Tina Mutere Argu Chegutu, Vamakoni Magadi. I was Tina and Paris Pachegutap. Aiwa, ndizvo zvose muto wako mwaka oma kumwe munyoro.
Ndinotendai nekuti pachirongo chinona kuti kudai.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Zvakamira sei panyaya dzemari pachegutapa?
Nyaya dzemari kunozanesa kuno.
Mhm.
Kumabhenga hakuna mari ukaenda. Kunongo zvatodzoka za 2008 zvokurara kumabhenga.
Mhm.
Warara kubengi kwacho unogona kupuwa $30 emakoini.
Mhm.
Votonzi zvatokwana zvezuva iroro.
Saka vanopa vanhu vangani pazuva?
Zvemari kana plani yavana yekuti vakusunga vasiri kubhenga mari haina zvainogadzirisa iye. Izvi zvinhu zvavatongokoniwa, hapana chavachakwanisa kugadzirisa. Nokuti pakanga paine yindi dzazvivendi, hatina kumbozviona zvekunzi munhu aisungirwa mari yake kuti seusiri kubhenga.
Mm-hmm.
Mari yozvati ukaibhenga hauzoiwani kana wagwida.
Mm-hmm. Saka panopiwa vanhu vangani mati vanhu vanorara pabhengi dzimwe nguva wopiwa $30 yema
panogona.
Mm-hmm.
Unogona kusvika wonobata number 100 but dzimwe nguva.
Mm-hmm.
Panogona kupuwa kana vanhu 20 kana vanhu 30 pazuva rese vachipuwa $30 ari mabhondi iwayo. Yusa hatichatomborizivi mari hombe yatakutoona yekumayusa yaro $20. $20 acho yakutopera futi.
Mm-hmm.
$10 nema $5 ndoanongoonekwa wapo nehapo. But the Rupera. I have one driver, I work back home and I would see.
Saka mitengo yakasiyana here naiva makoni yekushandisa bond yekushandisa US dollar nekushandisa makadzi kuchekuti zvinofamba sei
zvino zvavane maprize maviri kana kushandisa bond kana makadzi une zvine imwe prize yanyanya munana Harare umuzvino zvatoine maprize maviri ebond ne user nekadzi kana matatu maprize kana ri kadzi neprize yaro kana iri bond neprize yayo kana iri user neprize
I want to know the school. Gibbs, you heard there from Mr. Makoni. He says the situation in Chegutu, that's in Mashonaland Land West, is not good. He's saying that, you know, you queue the whole night and then you get only $30, and these are coins. So there might be coins? 100 people, yes, 100 people who are queuing, only 20 will get the cash, and the rest you have to sleep another day. But he's saying that it's clear that the government has failed all this issue of banking, of blaming the traders and wholesalers of allegedly hoarding money. He says that's not true. It's just that the government has failed. And lastly, he said Studio 7 for him is a source of balance news, and he's saying keep it up, Gibbs.
It's good to hear that. Yeah, I think we've got our second guest, and that is Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is a political and economic commentator based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndiweni, good evening. And welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, kids. How are you?
I'm not your pillar. I'm not your
pillar. I'm not your Kotola, and I want to say good evening to the listeners all over the world.
Yes, I was our cool Baba Siabonga. So, in last Kuluma, Ngogutakula Made Zimbabwe, I would tell you, civilly, Utuku Menjan, Abanya Pelanakta, Agula Malabad, Malay Mapanga, Abawas to Kampajan, I will beg a civil.
Yeah, I also look on this way. A kind of local cooler, not a name in the Bazama, the Emma Bank. A woman is another look, my as men are like a which have under my bank, a Ubusu won to the goose, a woman to a toilet, $20 or $30. And Ilena Vichakona, Kachana, Inde, a woman Mundanga told what the Lekoto, like a test of some kind of a test. And abantu sebethelezini njengomuntu okhuluma esebenza labantu abathengiselayo ama vendors nje inhlanganiso yebulawayo vendors kulusizi kakhulu ngoba abantu besebenza labo ngabantu abarelya ngecash nemali ukuthi nxa bethenga amatamatisi bethenga imbhida bethenga amaqinzi umuntu kumele abe lecash esandleni sokusho ukuthi nxa imali ingasetholakala emabhenki abantu esebenza abantu bethu ama-vendors lawasala kakasela mpilo and looking at that there was ukuthi the majority of people that are found in the country that is vendors. Abantu abaningi they are relying on vending to raise school fees, to raise money to get paid. So umuntu bathe sengagula sokusuka nzima ukuthi I raise enough money to go esibhedlela nje kuthi azukuthi abantu abazithengiselayo duru. Sabala medical aid scheme, medical scheme lana ukuthi yabhadala imali ngenyanga uvuke esibhedlela. So nxa kungaphela cash ebuyayo abantu abazithengiselayo kusho ukuthi abantu bethubezakufa ngoba imali kayikho so ludubo olukhulu kakhulukazi okudinga ukuthi ngabe liyalungiswa but siyazi ukuthi uhulumende usehlulekile ukuthi alilungise ngakho-ke eish kunzima kunzima kakhulukazi
ye siyakwazi ubambe khonapho ungayikhathana babantu weni so he says you know it seems as if the problem is more when There are people who are trying to make a living on the street, and they don't get money. So if you don't get money, where do you go? So he says, at the end of the day, most of them end up not going to hospitals and you know, catering for their needs because there's no money. So he says the situation is pathetic.
Vamzingire muripo here parinari.
Yes.
Ko vamwari kuti Zimbabwe yadi ngobatana nenyika dziri mu rand union yashandisa rand sezviri kuita vana Lesotho nedzimwe nyika.
Onge le inogona kuva iri nzira imwe inogona kubatsira Zimbabwe, but zvinodzinana kuti vatungamirira vacho vanozvitambira zvakaita sei, nekuti kubatana nerand union zvinoreva kuti mirenje mava kushanda nemitemo ye South African monetary policy. Zvinogona kubatsira nyika because tinenge tiri kushandisa mari ine uremu. Kunyange zvaive ichimbodzikira kusimba kwayo, asi kudzikira kusimba kwayo kuri controlled neproduction iri kuita muSouth Africa, nokuti South Africa inyika huru ine yatinoti iyo production kazi GDP inotoita kuma 378 billion. Chitarisa neZimbabwe inongori ne production iri pasi ne 10 billion. Zvinoreva kuti kana vakajoina SACU inoti rand union vanogona kubatsira, kana kuti vari vachiprindiwa mari inoenda nezvavanoputisa muZimbabwe, ende vashandi vanenge vachikwanisa kuwana mari yavo yavanengezvinhu zvavanenge vaprodusa nenguva, zipende kuti mari vanenge vasatishandisa mari, vanenge vasabhadharwa mari yezvinhu zvavasinga produce. Nyaya huru iri kuitika muZimbabwe ndeyekuti kana vakange vapinda murand union vanofanira kunge vasati vachaita mamwe maexpenditure ari outside production. Senge zvakangotaura zvokuti muhurumende mune zvinhu zvoitwa zvakawanda zvatingaivone kuti production kungo imari yango tingapati mufananidzo wekuti zvakaita vana independence, hatingati vanhu vanokusupply magoods and services aupa independence, but mari inopedzwa nehurumende pazvinhu zvakaita sana independence haungati inoingiriza production munyika. Saka pane maexamples akawanda emari dzinosakawa nehurumende zvisinei neproduction dzakawanda, ende idzo dzinoita zvoita kuti dzicreate unnecessary shortages, because kana vatungamiri vehurumende vachibhuruka nenje imari dzirikutobuda kunze kwenyika, vatungamiri vehurumende vachiakawanda vari kunze kwenyika imari vanoshandisa kufend currency, mari inenge pahunge ichishandisa kuproduction munyika imomo. Saka kana vakapinda kurand union vakateedzera mitemo yacho inodiwa, zvinogona kubatsirawo nyika kuti iindire mberi. But chikuru ndechekuti kana mapinda mubhora rerand union unoteedzera mitemo yerand union munogona kudi kuendera mberi nekuti nyika isimukire, asi kana vanhu vakatadza kuteedzera mitemo yacho zvinoeneza kuti nyika ingaendera mberi kana pasina kudi kuteedzera mitemo yerand. But chazvinoreva ndechekuti kujoina rand union vanoti vanofarira kutaura
sovereignty,
hamuchakoni kuti mungoita zvamada, munenge mava kuteedzera mitemo yeSouth African Reserve Bank.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs,
inomnumzana napa kuti Osbizi City uCaptain Komo ukona ngatenge Botswana. Komo, kunjani? Uyanizwa Komo?
Ubaba Nkomo esi Botswana.
Komo, kunjani? Baba Nkomo, Captain Nkomo in Botswana, how are you? Kumbe nje uCaptain Nkomo khona unjani? Kungazani cingo lwam khona luqumekile lapa. So Mr. Ndiweni, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yes, so asithi ke baba Ndiweni usuhlalile kwampana elayinini ebhanga uzama ukuthi udinga imali yakho, kwehlule sibili ukuthi imali oyithola ngalamhla awuyitholi kusasa, kugcina ngani manje?
Okwenzakalayo ukuthi angiwa ngishilo ekuqaleni ukuthi sometimes uyawufunda uye esibhedlela ngithi engxenye uyabugqelelwa phela, sugcina futhi ezimbazweni. kuba khona ingcenye abanye ababeyithola imali ngendlela ezinye siyazithi bona nayo ibhizinisi lobugelegwene obunjani. Abantu besiya bengena ezikweledini besiyaboleka yabo kubosimbazwe abamazulisayo ukuthi at least umuntu wami angafi ngumuntu esibhedlela. Kodwa abanye sibili bayahlala bengalayo sengibona abaningi futhi ngivele ebheki ngehlulela ukuthola imali ngangisela into engizayenza imali akhona kangilayo ngela angeke hambe ngiyetshona. So ikunzima ukuhlangana nabantu kakhulukazi abanye ingxenye umuntu ngeke zabanye mhlawumbe besikhona nakhona ngeke zami ikhokheshi ukuthi ngitransfer imali ami ikhokheshi from the bank. Athi fika ikhokheshi nangulwalo u-ajenti ogangileyo futhi afike amtshele ukuthi ngiyawuthatha i-commission nxa ufuna ngunika imali. So uvele ubone ukuthi izinto sezivole kanjani elizwe. So ikunzima abantu abahlangana labo kulezi nsuku.
So ungahamba uyethatha isimbazo kula ngale po bakubhadalisa imali enganani?
Lingandiyaqhuba
mbithani angisali ye ngithi bangacela isimbazo ungahamba uyecela isimbazo nxa suyibhadala ibhadalwa njani?
Abanye babelesi uzawuthi abanye balamakhomishini ukuthi abale interest yangifakiwe ukuthi maybe afithi nxa uboleka inxa i-$100 siyathi wabhadala maybe 10% or bhadala 20% or bhadala 5% depending but yabe ithizeni and nxa uboleka leyo mali kutho ukuthi usulomlando ukuthi uyela ine-bank udinga imali imali yakhona ingakwani uyebhadala umuntulwana udefaulte akuchaje enye interest inxa yangiphela angithi yabona ukuthi abantu sebengene ehlupheni olungakanani.
So ye bamba khona pho ungayikatshana so that is Mr. Nkomo he says people end up going to some kind of money dealers, you know, called Izimbazo, you know.
Loan sharks.
Loan sharks, yeah. So, and this says, if you talk about $100, the interest rate can be very high. Could be 20%,
wow,
10%. And then he says, where the problem is, is that, you know, that money you won't get it. You go to the bank and default today. The person puts the percentage. You default again tomorrow. Puts another percentage, so you're done, you know, literally. So, okay, this is okay, Captain Nkomo, Okonangale, Botswana. Captain Nkomo, kunjani baba?
Oh, baba, kiss.
Nyakwazi vele umsakazo we-Studio 7 uyawuthanda kodwa yehlisa phela umsakazo wakho, iradio yakho baba.
Ngizomkholisa ngangikhuluma lali madoda.
Iye, yehlisa mbijana phela isikhulu sami. Awubonike. Tshela mina.
Khangela ngo-1980. Sathi sithatha ilizwe sathola ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe linothile too much. Sathaba kakhulu sangena emabhenki sathatha imali sakhipha sithenga ama-foreign currency lapha sidinga ukuthi sinothe. Sathatha amapulazi sadiliza ayenothile ngabe amapulazi lani sayahlonipha sahloniphi ilendi nalamhlanje ngabe sile mali yethu iqinile ifile iqinile nangihamba $5 ipawa ngifike ngidakwe ifenyanga nxa sengisayisile ngifike ngidakwe intinya sathetha ngokuhambele $5 siyanathi $5 zwani nditsheli asihlonipheni umhlaba sikhuzele abantwana bahlale phansi bengatshawa imisindo bebhoda besithi silime sifuye ingaphi i-cold storage ingaphi i-traders ingaphi i-national foods eHarare ingaphi i-tobacco industry sekungamanyobonyobo ngabe ilizwe lethu li siyalibamba sithule abadala bathuyele bathi zwi sibuyele phansi ingacela emzini silime sithengise amakhiwa nxa ufuna ukuya ebhenki 50 ikhiwa lamhla nxa libhenke 10 million livele ehlamva elinye libhenke 20 million elinye libhenke 1 million abantu nxa besebhenki basuka bathola imali nxa kungala khiwe libhenkayo where are you going to get money? I-ATA 47 ayifuneki ebhenki nxa wawumcomrade kumbe wawulisoda kumbe uyini hloniphana amabhenki liwahloniphe liyesabe khangela ibhotswana ibhotswana kathesa abantu bonke sebefuna ilendi because they know where money comes from sebefuna ilendi njalo babanika abathatha iminyaka mna ngabhalisi ngifuna umhlaba ngifuna ukulima ngiwutholi buya uzobona lapha endima khona gifte ibhotswana kuluhlaza kuthe joke abafana bezimbabwe bayalima abadrayive amatrekta bayalima abanye benzani kuluhlaza kuthe joko hloniphani ilendi lizathola imali. Now we are going to 40 years and so they tell you money. We will never get that money. Abanikazi bemali banikhangele ngamehlo. They are still running around. Banikhangele we are running around. Where are you going to get money? Ngakhuluma molumi umchayini my friend one tjela wathi kokona. nisi tasambe pela uwe vuli i business Zimbabwe. Wari no no muna. Ngal fike Zimbabwe. Zafu antengise ye ye na ngil. I'll never take. I'm not going to take mali agini.
Hmm.
Nisa kereza ngayeli mwosi. Alia mali. Ali sleepy mali. You don't respect you. Your money. As he saw the money, he will never get money. About the first battle, about Koshi, about his feet, rather than a lime, him got by Sonipe, but Penki Malema Penki, Kubela Mafamazi, Kubela Ma businessmen about Fanaluma Clive Massio. We are to Clive Massio at a fully, econet. What one? Omi Mammy Amazi,
and Yawaz Baba.
Watungo miyasanya, usalupe, wife uniku masiwa, I like it. Kwa masiwa, is now a billionaire masiwa.
Na ucha, ucha kod.
God bless you. Kye labantu wa Zimbabwe. If they don't respect the land, they will never fix it.
Ah, uboni ya Captain Nkomo, siyabu ngakulu Nkomo.
Thank you, Mkosha, kini namba ya, mizabendoke, ndi kat.
Thank you, Captain. Yeah, that is Captain Nkomo. He's saying a lot of things here, but very meaningful, eh? So he's saying that people have to respect the land. Because Zimbabwe destroyed its own country, you know. Zimbabweans actually destroyed that country. So he says, you know, as long as there's no money going to the banks, people must forget about getting money.
Yeah.
Because there should be production. And his production concept is, let's start with the land.
Yeah.
Cultivate the land, produce. And then you take money to the bank, and people will get some money, you know. And he says, at the end of the day, it's a question of, you know, having an AK-47 out of banks.
Yeah.
He says, you cannot have people just fighting every time and all those kind of things. That will never attract any kind of investment. Now, thank you so much, Captain Kunangapo Spongle Kakulu. Is Loba Maputuma Laba, Lapo Sekumweni, Ukunangale Kuntutu. Wakutakuzonkuntutu Zetu Nangazi Lamchanji. Baba Malaba, kunjani? Malaba, unjani? Uyangizo Malaba? Ah, Malaba, ifoni yake simane yati kwip. Blessing kwela kuna mzo.
Let's go back to Mr. Mudzingiri. Mr. Mudzingiri, I think some people were hoping that because the tobacco auction floor is open now, there will be foreign currency. Why is it that it's actually getting worse?
Yeah, one thing that you should understand is like the foreign currency that is generated by the tobacco industry is not that much. Remember, if you compare the output that is generated by farmers and the cost of the goods, like the, for example, if you look at a car and the number of bills that a farmer would want for him to buy a car, you can see that. The cost of primary goods and the manufactured goods, they are quite, you know, different. A manufactured good is very expensive. If we also consider the amount of foreign currency that is being generated by tobacco, it will not be enough to actually cater for the money requirements across the whole economy. But I think the economy requires something that is close to, if I'm not mistaken, maybe they need about 4 billion, I think. The last time, I'm not following that much, but I'm quite sure that their GDP is around 10 billion. But if you look at the money that is raised from tobacco, it's just a 10% and the the level for Alupalu or that the man that is generous, but it's not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the countries that actually generate more foreign currency, they don't rely only on primary goods. They have mm-hmm. to produce tobacco. They have also to produce some other goods mm-hmm. besides only producing primary goods.
Mm-hmm.
So most of our exports are actually primary goods. If you look at the number of tons that you need for you to raise enough money to buy a car,
mm-hmm.
you can see that a farmer is generating something that is very small. Even if we have a farmer harvest in maize production, that may not translate into some huge amount within the economy. But the amount that is generated there is quite little compared to the demands, our consumption as an economy.
Mm-hmm.
So, in as much as we have tobacco auctions coming in, it may not translate into a huge increase in foreign currency.
Thank
and
you.
Remember, our biggest this challenge started when we had a shortage of foreign currency when we were using the US dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And now the government said to come up with the bond. And the bond cannot be easily replace the US dollar. It's like, so what we are seeing at the moment is a trend where the government is propaganda so that it can tame the brain of the people, like telling the people that the moment we have tobacco, then things will be fine. We are not. They should also talk about the figures that are being generated by the tobacco sales.
Mm-hmm.
Where that are being generated, they are quite little.
Mm-hmm. Thank
that's
you.
What is the world economy?
Thank you, Mr. Mzingiri.
We need a robust policy that mm-hmm. is also looking into production on the land and other production in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, goods that are produced in the industry, they put more value than goods that are produced on the land. For example, if you look at, for example, diamond, if it is just the raw diamond in the mm-hmm. ring, you can see that the ring is put more value than just the raw diamond. So
mm-hmm.
besides that, you put the land, we should also think about working on the land and doing value exchange so that we can also rake in more returns. But our class at the moment is, we are talking about just using the land, but without value exchange, it would be very difficult for the country to move forward.
Thank you, Mr. Mzingiri. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, Ngwan.
Yeah, Umalaba, recipient, we're going to Baba Malaba, Unjani.
Yeah, Bila, Baba, doing
that. Why is Bila, Baba, cool, Malaba? Who are you
going to? I'm going to go.
Yeah, Unjani, go to it.
Aye. Yeah, So
we have a pure coins at $20. Who are taller hand?
We have 5 plastic in the to you for the lot of our
age. Who are so handsome?
No, 25 miles. Why you now so city? We are taking a much of lava price now. So much as a pretty.
So ama coins lawa kuyini? Ama dollar, ama rand kuyini? Kuyini? Hayi
anti kule kule dollar le bambele le ni kule 25% kule le super legitimate.
Mhm.
Imali oyithola.
Kodwa ke nxa sukangele baba malaba, ubona zani konke kono kuyagcina ngani ngoba ungazani ukukhubekela phambili.
So ayimpila khona sokuzima sikhula sikwazi ukuthi ngiyaphethela ngamla.
Asithi uzuhambile khona ngale ebhanga lakho eba malaba wazama ukuyidinga imali kwehlula ugcina usenzani?
Aw uyazama ukudinga nalala ukuthi mebumuthi imbazo ukuthi imbazo yakhona usuphala khona ukuthi bazabasebe ukufakele lokhu zinsweze but uma imali yakhona sonakusula nzima ukuthi uyibhadale ungakwehlula kuna umuntu umbesekelokuthathele lokhu impahla encenzini khona abantu abona ngoba imali anizale insweze uthi ibhanga uyisweze so ayiphile impilo enzima kakhulu enzima phela ekakhulu.
Pho uZulu uzikhipha njani kukhona okokuhlupha lokho? UZulu uzikhupha njani edubeni lolu? Kumele abantu baphume njani?
Abela fa lokhu lokhu hayi hayi phela hayi sesihambele amakhanda asakwazi sesifikile back to kumpana ku 2008 kuyelile back to kumpana ukuthi vele hayi hayi vele hayi asakwazi phela ukuthi yize ngoba imali isibili sokulihlela into ayi sabonakala
kunzima baba malaba.
Ya kuzima kakhulu tu.
Hayi ke siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi sibe sonke ye khona okade ufuna ukukhuluma.
Ya hayi kokona ukudade.
Siyabonga emalaba baba ungadilwa kusasa.
Hayi wakulungile.
Yeah, that was Mr. Malaba is in Bulawayo in saying that, you know, life is very difficult for most Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. And he says people are back to 2008. No reason to say it's not the case. Mm-hmm. He says that's the case now. Mm-hmm. And he says we only need God, this intervention, and nothing else, because there's no, you know, solution in sight mm-hmm. for this kind of a problem. Because prices differ, you know. We've got a dollar, different price, mm-hmm. bond, different price, and all those kind of things. And you go to the money changers, mm-hmm. different prices. So he says people don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And they don't even know how to get out of this. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. Ndiweni, the government seems to be blaming traders and wholesalers, saying that they are holding money and they are not depositing their money in banks and therefore worsening this crisis. Do you buy that argument?
I think it's not a, it's an insincere argument because how do wholesalers and retailers hold the money when people are not able to go and purchase anything in the shop? Mm-hmm. Which money? And let's say that people are going there to buy using plastic money as an example. So how then do they hold cash if they don't have cash at hand? So to me, it sounds like it's an upset. I mean, argument, to be honest. I think what is needed today is that the government has to admit that the bond regime has failed. And then I think what is also important is that even if we are to adopt or join the rand money union, people don't have confidence in the banking sector. How many people will bank the rand that ever they will collect in the market? So for me, I think the government has to think about building confidence in the banking sector and general populace for them to people to be able to say, if I get money, I need to go and bank. So there has to be some semblance of rule of law. Because people feel that if I go and bank today, what if the government tomorrow changes and say we are bringing another current and I lose all my savings? Mm-hmm. So, my thinking is that there has to be a seriousness from the part of the government about building the competence in the banking sector, and that begins by respecting maybe property rights, right? That if I have something, no one can take it away from me. There is a gentleman who spoke about the issue of land that we need to produce so that we sell and get money. As long as we don't produce anything like Ethan was saying, where will we sustain the money that we'll be getting? We'll give money to the people, and then how do we sustain? So we'll take the right, for example, we give it to the people, and then how does it go back to where it's coming from? Because there's no production. Mm-hmm. There isn't any export whatsoever for us to get, for me getting the hard currency. That will then be translated into rent. Mm-hmm. So there has to be serious policy change from the government and also some semblance of the rule of law to respect property rights so that we build the investor confidence, so that abantu who want to come and invest in Zimbabwe can come knowing that if I put money and begin to produce something in Zimbabwe, I will not lose it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. By so doing, then we produce and begin to sell and begin to generate hard currency that will then be used as money that will take it in the market. That's my thinking.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they say capital is a coward. And therefore, if the policies are not sound, people will not come to invest GIBS.
Certainly. And Mr. Mtsingiri, you talked about some kind of robust policies that the government can actually craft. But looking at, the political situation that is in Zimbabwe right now, even if you craft anything, Zim Asset, according to some people, is brilliant. But you cannot implement it because of political problems. So now, what is this that you are thinking about, saying that there should be some robust policy to boost agricultural and industrial production?
You said it should start from the government.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that long we have a government that is not responsible, it is very difficult for us to ensure that the productivity is within the economy. So the first thing that they should do, that should also look at, is the government should cut expenditure. So if government can cut expenditure, of course it's a hard decision, but it's the one that can actually take us forward. Because if you look at the money that is spent on things that are not productive, and if that money can be used to, it can be invested in production, that can make a small change. And that small change in the long run can actually assist in growth. So the first step should be government cutting expenditure. And this thing is something that has been talked about for quite a long time. But because our government doesn't seem to like the idea of reducing the expenditure because of some political reasons, it might be very difficult to implement. But point number one, the government should reduce the expenditure. Point number two, people need to be educated about production on the farm. And then they need to be supported with the funding, but the funding should not be free for all. The funding should be funding that is attached to. So if someone is producing, he is supposed to be given funds and he should be paid back those funds.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we have seen that in most cases when people are given free funds, they tend to abuse those funds.
Mm-hmm.
So my understanding is like farming is a business, and people are rational enough to get out a business venture. So if people can see the returns from farming and they also are given enough loans, then there should be some production. But the issue of giving free seed or whatever, it's not for the poor people, but it should not be the case with the rich people. Because what is actually driven this economy is people with property rights.
Mm-hmm.
Those property rights, they were able to borrow money from the bank. Of course, there's some constitutional interest there, and they were able to produce. And remember, production on the farm, production should farm, that for the farm, it should eventually grow until it is actually driving the manufacturing sector. Because if you have production on the farm, it's value efficient. That value efficient will eventually lead to the manufacturing sector actually, improving.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think the talk that has been making circles is that Zimbabwe is agro-based.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is the case, then we should look at the increasing production on the farm. But how do we do that? We need to train people. We need to give people income. We need to give the people some kind of property rights. If they can't give them the clear property rights, it becomes very difficult for them to do improvements on the farm.
Thank
to
you.
Put irrigation.
Thank
because
you.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mr. Mzingire, please just stay on the line. We just want to quickly take a caller, then we come back to you. Tinaba Manyenga or Kwam Toko Makadi.
Magazine,
aiwa tirinani kwakamira sei kwamutoko pani tirinani kuri sei panyaya dzemari
nyaya dzemari dziri kumuka kunoku problem yato aso matezi kwenda kanyama kanda kwa sababu ni Mozambique. Mhm. Ni ngone $100. $100 ni ngone zikite $4. Kuti wane $100. Ni ngone ngone na bonus.
Mhm. Saka unofana kubadilisa $4.
Yone saka kuti utenge zvino zvino. Zvino top kuti atenge trine kuti mari yione. I think problem yekuti mari zvinotendinesa kuti mari iri kunzuri yakauya wesoja soja iri kutenga nevanhu vemunomu maforeinas ari kutenga foja andis yatenga foja iku vanounza mari yavo munomu but isurprise unoona kuti mari iyo iri kushota kuti kunozoshota sei vachitiana 300 million for 10 days or so iyo mari kubhinga hakuna iyo apo achitika mabhonzinesi iye siyake nindiyaenda kuti iye yabva kuoutside iwe zvakaraiti ndekuti ndingatengese hembe muzambia ndoibva kuoutside
saka apedzisa henyu
there somewhere pane tip somewhere zvekuti that man is being held somewhere murikuzviona us iyoyo pane kariri kuuya resika remunhu panomutaura kuti zvimu rairi kuita mari imari if you go there kuti tione cash yake you won't get that cash kuti just to see that
saka munomira nguva yakareba sei munomira nguva yakareba sei kuti muwane mari idzi uye muri kupawa mari kumabhengi
kuvetoenda ukangenawaita 3 days mabhengi tine kumasema hatina ukubvira kuenda kuharare iko wototsvaga mari yokuenda kuharare womugara ikoko 2-3 days zvozvozvo asi hauiwane pamwe unotodzoka usina kana sesias
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamanyengaeta
mari yacho haite problem zvekuti mari kuti mabhondinoti taiti izvizvi hisati yamura kuti mabhondinoti bhondinoti ine itoda of course itoda rinongosekuleta zvaro but inii tadza kusekuleta thatmeans ishoma kana risiri shoma ari kuriga rino unochengeta sei hapana munhu angaibhetekuva
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamanyenga
tingati isiso vomasofti vari kutora dhivezi vari kuda kunoodza zvinhu zvino outside muno hamuna zvinhu zvacho so bhondinoti yacho riri kuodza richichengetwa naani kai tiro richingoenda hendi tihendi from hendi inoenda kuno mumwe munhu tibva ndanotengesa vegetable ichitenga nyama zvinongotenderera
aiwa tinotenda vamanyenga
hariendi kubhengi bhezi mari yacho ishoma
tinotenda zvikuru vamanyenga kungoti time yedu ndo inenge yatifambei tinotenda zvikuru Mr. Manyenga Bey in Mutoko Mash East is saying the situation is bad. They have to queue for 3 days sometimes, but you know, because there are a few banks in his rural home, he has to go to Harare. You know, and sometimes he will not even get the cash. So he says the situation is really desperate, Gibbs.
Mr. Ndweni, just briefly, you work with vendors. Do they bank any money?
Do they bank any money? No, people have no confidence in the banking sector. That's a fact. And like I said, Dimitri, people are not getting people who are buying their products. So what they get today, these days is very little. So they are not even banks those are willing to. But essentially, people have no confidence in the banking sector. So there has to be a campaign somehow, a move by the government that is what they can do to build the confidence in the banking sector. And like I said, they doesn't need to begin to think about how can they influence or how can they come up think about the respect of property rights, and at the same time also think about how can they increase productivity that people can produce and then export, and then think about that currency that will then translate into the demand that can be used locally.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally and we have to end it here. So we want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Calvin Mudzingiri, economics lecturer, investor of the Free State, and also Mr. Michael Ndweni, economic and political commentator. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, our callers, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.